Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Luxury Marketing Disrupted is one of her books. Meet the Henrys, that's another one. Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, you're starting to see the picture. It's all about the consumer and the businesses they do business with. Pam, thanks again for being here. Unity Marketing Online is her website. She is a researcher extraordinaire in these things. Whatever she talks about, she backs it up with her facts and figures. Pam, talk to us about the Henrys. How are they going to do over the holidays?
The Henrys, which are the high earners, not rich yet. So these are people with incomes at basically the top 20-25% of all U.S. households, with incomes from $100,000 to about $250,000. I mean, they are the ones that have discretion to spend, and they are going to be the ones that are going to pull out retail this year, because really the middle class has lost, and you talk about it a lot, the barbell effect. Mm-hmm. The people in the middle, they've lost so much spending power. Yep. And even though incomes are up and the numbers say incomes are up, guess what, where the numbers are up, the income right. is up, because of the people at the top are mm-hmm. skewing the results. The affluent, the people with incomes over $100,000, are the ones that are really growing and growing in terms of their salaries, their incomes, their wealth. They're the ones that we need to target. And they're not the, quote-unquote luxury consumers who go to country, belong to country clubs,
right.
and stay and travel and stay in high-priced hotels.
The Henrys are the
middle class, the affluent middle class.
We've been talking about them for a while. What do you think that the age range is for a Henry?
Well, the Henrys are all ages.
What do you think?
Well, people's incomes start to rise between 35 and 55. That's when people actually reach their highest level.
Is that still true today?
Income.
You think the current generation, that's accurate today?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the numbers don't lie. And so from 35 to 55 is when people's incomes reach their peak. Now, that includes, leading edge millennials and a big bunch of Gen Xers. And I guess a few of the baby boomers, the trailing edge of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and once people reach 65 and retire, their spending changes and
they don't need any more rugs or furniture or pictures. They got all that, right? They're giving stuff away.
downsizing. So you really have got to catch people at those peak ages, 35 to 55.
The acquisition age when they've
time,
typically I see the a lot of the spending coming from people who're now empty nesters, isn't it? I mean, they don't have they don't have any, they don't spend $100,000 a year on college anymore, and a lot of my friends are in that category in my Brain Trust. And I like to ask them, are they off payroll? Are your kids off payroll yet?
Right.
And they know exactly what I'm talking about. Pam, I want to ask you a question about something. You mentioned in the previous segment about the growth of the economy, or I should say the shopping volume over the holidays this year was not going to be 3.5. It's going to be more like 2.5. Yeah. I've forgotten your exact numbers.
Yeah, 2-3%.
But here's my question. Isn't it time, with a $21 trillion economy, isn't it time for us to change our attitude about percentages? In other words, we were talking about in the economy, we were talking about having 3% growth as being a great economy when we had a $9 trillion economy. 3% of 9 mm-hmm. trillion is a lot less than 2.5% growth on 21 trillion. My point is, shouldn't we start saying, wait a minute, yes, it's not 3.5, but with a $21 trillion economy, isn't 2.5% growth over the holidays, isn't that really still a good number?
Well, I mean, I would think so, because if you look at how, you know, just the organic growth of the consumer market, we're growing the consumer market only less than 1% a year. So if you have 2% growth at retail, you're doing pretty well.
You and I can't spend a percentage. We spend the money.
No, you can't. That's true.
Right. So if 2.5 produces more money, more revenue,
right,
profits than 3.5 did in terms of total dollars 10, 15, 20 years ago, to me, I think we need to rethink our metrics, so to speak,
and
what's good.
You know, the problem with that is that, you know, the way economists and the way the stock market looks at, I mean, they want to drill it down to some, like you say, simple metrics. And growth is one of the metrics that they use. I mean, retailers really need to be thinking about lifetime value of a customer.
Right.
And that's really, I think, the new metric.
Exactly.
And that means you have to spend, and when I talk to retailers, they're always looking for, where can I find new customers? That's their overriding concern. Where what they should be thinking about is, how can I get more from the customers I already have a relationship with? How can I increase the lifetime value of our customers? And most retailer systems don't have a way of tracking the lifetime
value
of a customer.
And that's the fool's errand that small business owners get into. And when they have that attitude, they're completely disregarding their special sauce that makes people want to come back, aren't they?
Exactly. And the money is really in building better and deeper and more profitable relationships with the customers
wisdom.
You have. Not going out searching for new customers who are going to come in maybe once, buy something, and you'll never see them again.
The wisdom of Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen. Now you reminded why we have her back. Pam, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Will do.
UnityMarketingOnline.com. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.